Hi there. The word for you today is before you build. In Acts 15 verse 28 we read, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." Listen for God's guidance. As long as you keep listening to people whose opinions don't line up with God's word and God's will, you're always going to be frustrated and you'll get nowhere. When important decisions must be made that affect the future, you need to be able to hear from God. And you must also welcome feedback from others. Why? Because if you're not teachable, you're not usable. Now, the majority opinion, as in the case of Israel, can be valuable in run-of-the-mill matters. But when a God-given vision is at issue, sometimes you've got to turn your back on the majority and listen to God's guidance first and foremost. You know what I mean? You say, isn't there wisdom in having a plurality of leadership? Yes, even the best leaders have blind spots and need people who have 20-20 vision in those areas. The Bible says certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, "Unless you were circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." That's Acts 15 verse 1. And what was the result? Well, the Bible tells us in the next verse, Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, and they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So, how did the apostles handle it? The Bible tells it. Let me read it to you. They said, "God knows the heart," or rather, "God who knows the heart acknowledged the Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did us, and made no distinctions between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." So after prayer and deliberation, the apostles wrote a letter to the church saying, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things." And what was the result? Verse 31 tells us, "And when they had read it, they rejoiced." So, you gotta listen for God's guidance, particularly in critical matters. If you do, he'll be there for you.